So because the state of the TV industry is in such flux, I'm sure you get this question all the time. I know I do. People ask me, what TV should I buy? Or should I buy a 4K TV? Should I buy now? Should I wait? We saw this in the chat room just an hour ago. What's your answer to them?
You know, I tell customers, if you don't need a TV now, if you're just wanting to upgrade and your TV's working fine, I tell them, hey, wait a year, wait till next year. Let's see what happens at CES this year and then make the decision. Because, you know, if you wait for the announcement of the new sets, worst case, you buy one of the current sets for cheaper because they usually get discounted when the new ones start rolling out. Best case, you get something that's like, oh, thank goodness I waited because I was able to get that HDMI 2.0A, or I was able to get this new format or this new thing that wasn't quite right in last year's model. But right now, we're sort of in this transitional period where we've got HDs pretty much well refined, and it's matured quite a bit, and we're not too worried about the HD stuff anymore. But now we're talking about the higher resolutions, right? People say 4K, and you have, of course, your 2160p content that is Rec 709. That there's quite a bit of that out there now, and now you're just starting to get your HDR10 content, like we were talking about, and also our Dolby Vision content starting to roll out as well. And we're very much at the very beginning of that. And in my opinion, because of the fluctuation with things like HDMI 2.0A, because of the fluctuation with some of these formats and the dust settling between the formats and all the standards. And I mean, we know how it was. HDMI first came out and we're all AV geeks. We know about the handshaking issues and the HDCP issues and everything they had, and they fixed it. You know, over time, software updates came out and new versions came out and whatnot. So for me, I'm sort of the cautious person. I tell my clients, hey, you know, there's not a ton of content at the moment. I know the content producers would, you know, slap me around for saying that, because they're going to say, well, we're not going to make content unless people have these displays, and you're telling them not to buy the displays, so we don't want to make the content.
But,
you know, there's not a lot of content. At least for me, it's not enough compelling content. Maybe we have 10, you know, if we look at MGO and we look at their place, maybe we have 10 or 15 or 20 titles. But, you know, I want a lot more than that for me to invest in this newer display, this is newer technology. And we're only a few months away from looking at CES and seeing what they have and what they have to announce. So for me at this point in time, I'd say if you need a set, you know, you buy a set, you try to get the best thing you can. There are certainly sets like the Samsung that offer those Evolution It packs, and they try to offer some form of guarantee that you're not going to be obsoleted very quickly. But if you are just thinking about upgrading at the moment, I tell people to hold on. And even as a calibrator, I want you to buy a new set. I want you to get it calibrated. It certainly brings more work to me. But at the moment, it's sort of, you know, hey, hold out, because January is not that far away. We'll get to see what's really happening. And we'll also see some of this dust settle. And hopefully some of these things come out. Like I'm calling around to places saying, I want an HDR 10 and a Dolby Vision test pattern generator. I want to upgrade to my next generation of test pattern generator that I'll be able to use for the next couple of years. And it was the same thing when 3D came out. You know, 3D came out and there was very few titles and there was very few things. And then we had some displays that would do this format, but not that format. And then they all kind of settled on all the formats. Oh, we'll do the frame packing. We'll do the side-by-side. We'll do the top-bottom. We'll do... we'll do a separate memory for calibration. And some of the very first ones I remember didn't have a separate memory for calibration. You could only have one memory, and it just sort of went into 3D mode. And I think that, you know, that's the same thing that's sort of going to happen here. We're going to see some of these newer sets. It's going to be limited. I mean, like you said, some of these HDR10 sets don't necessarily have HDMI 2.0A, and we know that. And we're going to have to just use the internal apps, or there's going to have to be some form of an upgrade path in order to make it there. And I think I saw one or two manufacturers say that their sets that are shipping right now today will be upgradable to 2.0A through software. I think I saw one or two manufacturers release that very, very recently to customers, saying, oh, you know, these few models that we're just now starting to ship, they're not 2.0A compliant right now, but the hardware's there. And through a software update in the very near future, we'll enable that capability. I think I saw someone say that, but I could be wrong.
Well, as you say, we are in a serious state of flux. And we will see a lot more at CES next January. We'll probably, hopefully, see something at Cedia, which is going on as this show is airing on the TWiT network. We're pre-recording it here. So by the time most people see this show or hear this show, you and I will both be at Cedia. And I'm sure there'll be some interesting things to report from there. But for now, we can only speculate and hope for the best in the future when all of this dust will settle. It reminds me of the old HD days when high definition first started coming out. Again, there were a few TVs, there wasn't much content, and yet look where we are now, 10 so plus years later.